Lou, thanks for joining me, Stephen.
How are you, Sam?
I'm going quite well. And Stephen, why is it so important to raise general awareness of depression and suicide?
Look, I think one of the key things is that, whilst it's becoming better known and more people sort of understand that what these conditions are and how they can sort of identify the signs and symptoms, there's still a lot of people that are probably still not familiar. And I guess why these sorts of campaigns are important is they continue to sort of put front of mind the issue of, you know, mental health conditions like depression, anxiety, and also the fact that, they do increase the risk of suicide. And, as you said, suicide is, one of those major public health issues that we're sort of still trying to tackle and get the suicide rates down.
And the It's Okay to Talk campaign was started by English rugby player Luke Ambler after his brother-in-law, Andy, committed suicide. And depression obviously is omnipresent. It doesn't go away in between these sort of bursts of public awareness. Why do you think it takes a tragedy to spur us into action with campaigns?
Look, I think it's one of those things that, I think it's just a sort of a human nature. I mean, obviously, when people have been personally touched by a particular health issue, in this case, depression and suicide, you know, it spurs them on to want to take action, which is, a fantastic thing. But I think there is also that need for that sort of ongoing background sort of conversation all the time. I think organisations like Beyond Blue and others are sort of trying to lead that conversation every day, day in, day out. But it also, whilst there's, it's occurred in tragic situations, it's actually been an impetus for someone to do a lot of good. And, I guess anything that puts this sort of issue on the public radar, particularly amongst men, is very important. But yes, it's very sad and it's tragic, that it takes a death to sort of, get us thinking about it, get us talking about it.
And this campaign, Stephen, has no fundraising component, which might surprise some people, which previous things like the Ice Bucket Challenge involved, fundraising and similar. But do we need a similar fundraising push when it comes to supporting institutes like Beyond Blue or research into mental health, or is this awareness just as valuable?
Look, I think that the awareness is just as valuable. I mean, I think that this is a fantastic sort of initiative, very grassroots. It's just men, sharing information with their mates and getting them on board to sort of have a think about it. It's to, I guess, destigmatize the issue, be more open about it. Obviously, organizations like Beyond Blue do our own fundraising and that's important for us to be able to continue being able to not just have this messaging in social media, but also to run the programs and the services that we offer. But no, definitely it's a great thing, even, if it's not tied to raising funds.
And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Dr. Stephen Carbone from Beyond Blue. And does Beyond Blue help encourage these sort of campaigns as well? Does it actively support these sort of pushes for awareness, or how does Beyond Blue go about raising awareness?
Look, I guess we've got our own, similar style sort of initiatives where we, as we said, trying to constantly sort of, grab people's attention with various sort of comments on our social media, encouraging people to share information with each other, having all the information and the resources on our website. But I think they're all sort of very complementary. We cross-promote, stuff that other organisations are doing. They cross-promote what we're doing. And I think it's this collaborative sort of team sort of spirit that I think is really important. When we see a good idea, we like to tell other people about it, even if it's not ours. And likewise, we hope that when, others see some of the work we're doing, they're willing to promote it on our behalf. It's a collaboration.
And so who can people call if they're experiencing depression or other mental health issues?
Look, we've got, our own Beyond Blue support service, which is our sort of 1-300 number. I guess we also encourage people, to turn to their family doctor, their GP, which is a very good starting point. GPs nowadays are very aware about mental health conditions and the risk of suicide. They're good at doing some assessments and then either, you know, supporting the person themselves or refer them on to mental health specialists like psychologists or social workers or psychiatrists. So our 1300 number is 1-300-222-4636, and that can help people start the journey if they're not sure what's going on. They just want to talk to a trained mental health professional anonymously, you know, over the phone, via email or on web chat. And, you know, basically they can start the sort of the journey of taking action. You know, I guess we just encourage people to reach out. Don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel like you have to battle these conditions alone or these crises alone. It's better to sort of reach out to family, friends, but also organizations like Beyond Blue, like Lifeline, like others.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Stephen, for joining us this morning to help let us know what's going on.
No worries, Sam. My pleasure.
And that was Dr. Stephen Carbone, the head of policy and research at Beyond Blue, speaking about the It's OK to Talk campaign.